أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. We praise Allah. We bear witness there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and prophet. And we ask Allah to shed His peace and prayers upon the prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the day of judgment. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. My dear Muslims, the ultimate guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humanity was sent in that great book, the Quran, and that is why Allah saw to it that the Quran would be in the lives of Muslims all the time, and that is why the Prophet teaches us that when you read the Quran, for every letter you read, you will be rewarded a hasana. But Allah also gave us the power of intelligence and thinking and understanding. Because obviously the ultimate end is not merely to repeat with your tongue the words of the Quran. If the Quran is the message, to read it is just the first step in order that you achieve the following step, which is to understand it, understand what God is telling you, so that you can modify your behavior in this world in order to comply with what Allah wants you to do. That is why we should move forward all the time from reading to understanding to actual application of the Quran in our lives. As I mingle with Muslims, I see that many of them do not pursue these steps. Even those who know Arabic, they just read the Quran for thawab, for barakah, for worship, but they miss the important thing, which is to do the Quran, to implement the Quran, to make the Quran your constitution in life as a person and as a community. Last night I was thinking of a verse of the Quran that we all surely have read and read it many times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. All you people, all people, we have created you from a male and a female, and we made you into nations and the tribes, setting a goal for you, and that is to get to know one another. And suddenly I was confronted with an unexpected thought. If the Quran tells us that Allah is so keen that we should know one another, I asked myself the question, what do you think of the group of people who form the regular congregation of this mosque every Friday? And many of them have been doing that for years and years and years, coming to the mosque to do the Jummah prayer. And I ask myself, do they know one another? Of course, some of us know some of us. Each of us have our friends. But as a group of Mu'mins gathering together every week under the banner of Islam and to worship Allah, and perhaps every time to listen that Allah made us various and variable to get to know each other. Do we know each other? If I ask you, do you know him? Would you say yes? And I found that most probably the majority of us in this mosque do not know one another. Although we keep repeating reading the Quran, that you might get to know one another. And I cannot help but pursuing the corollary that it is, of course, a mandatory part of our coming here every week is to do that simple thing. Know one another. Get to know one another. And I felt really a bit uneasy and even ashamed that every week we come and we hear Allah saying that the purpose of the creation, that we know one another, and yet the congregation of the same mosque who are united by Islam and Iman have not achieved that yet. And I realized that it is not our duty just to repeat saying the Quran by our tongue, but to have it in our heart and express it in our deeds, and naturally an elementary requirement would be that we, this group here, should know one another. And therefore, I find it my duty to ask you that as you finish the prayer and say assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, do not just go away. Do not just shake a hand extended to you without even looking up the face of the person who owns this hand. You have to know one another. And this will push you one step from being just audience coming to do the routine of the prayer to be observing Muslims who listen to what Allah tells them, not just by their ears, but by their heart, and put it into action. And I would advise you, at the end of the prayer, to ask your neighbor every time, who are you? What is your name? Where do you work? What do you do? Of course, next week, you would have forgotten the name, but do it again, and forget again, and do it again, until you transform this group of people that I am addressing from mere audience to an ummah, to a group of mu'mins who are the first to obey the order of God when He tells you, I've created you so variable and so many in tongue and color and the place of origin, to one ummah, that is the ummah of Iman and the ummah of La ilaha illallah. And I am suggesting to you to make it a routine from now on and for good, as much as you live. When you finish the prayer, look your neighbor in the face and tell him, my name is so and so. And he will tell you, my name is so and so. By and by you will feel that you are getting closer to one another than you are today. And with this closeness being widespread amongst Muslims, this is the real birth of a Muslim ummah, not just multitudes of people who don't know one another, and sometimes they even hate one another, and sometimes they fight one another. We have to be an ummah. Our hearts have to unite. We have to be open to one another. We are a shy people, but it doesn't take a lot of courage at the end of the prayer to look to your neighbor, look to him. My name is so and so. And he will tell you, my name is so and so. And when you go home, devote just a few minutes every evening to pray for one another. Even if you forget the name, remember the face and say, oh Allah, these are my brothers and sisters in Islam. May you guide them. May you support them. May you solve their problems. May you heal their illnesses. And this will create a wave, an ever-expanding wave of love amongst the Muslim ummah. And remember that Allah started this verse I just read not by Ya ayyuhal Muslimun or Ya ayyuhal Mu'minun, Ya ayyuhal Nas. This verse addresses all you people, mankind, and so expand your prayer to Allah to guide even the non-Muslims, to guide even those who fight you today. Say, may it please you, Allah, to guide them to the truth, to guide them to justice, because this will be the real good. If my enemy hates me, and I hate my enemy, there is no progress. If my enemy hates me, and I ask Allah to transform him into a friend, this is your duty as Muslims. This is the duty of the mu'mins in this world. This is the thing that you take with you into the hereafter, after you finish this journey you are embarking on. Make your heart a loving heart, starting with loving your fellow Muslims, starting with caring enough to look at your neighbor and say, who are you? What's your name? What do you do for a living? May Allah be with you. May Allah give you success. Create the bond, because the Muslims now are like scattered beads, and we want to thread them together with the thread of Iman and the thread of Islam. And when the Muslims are threaded, then they become real guided people. And when they are guided people, they'll be able to guide the rest of humanity. And this I understand as the message of Islam and the Muslims. This is the understanding that I have attained nearing the end of my life, and this is what I'll be happy to meet my Creator with. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سألوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت، وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear brethren, connect your hearts with Allah. You will notice that you love Him. You will feel that He loves you. It will take you immediately to loving your Muslim brothers and sisters. It will take you to knowing them. It will take you to supporting them. It will take you to extend the guidance to other people, Muslims or non-Muslims. It will take you to be a worker for the message of Allah to humanity. It will take you to be worthy of the name you are the agent of God on this earth that God spelt out to the angels when He created Adam in the first instance, to be His agent on earth, to be His representative on earth. Amongst humanity, there are the soldiers of the shaitan, but you should be the soldiers and workers and the callers and the preachers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والمحبة فيك واجعلنا نورا يبدد الظلام يا رب وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين